going to continue where I left off yesterday. I got some requests to read this cow herd boy's nectar, and it is real nectar. Correction, I won't continue where I left off because I don't know where I left off. I continued where I left off in English. I continued with the Hungarian. So today I'll continue where I left off with the Hungarian, but it's nectar anyway. Just one notice to devotees, on 23rd and 24th, I'm not going to do a podcast, but there will be something already pre-prepared, special, on this site and this daily podcast, so stay tuned for that. It's been done for the pleasure of devotees, and I hope that you'll be pleased by it. Okay, this is Chapter 8, Purvana Kaliya Seva, services during forenoon pastimes, which takes place between about 8:30 and 10:48. Go Gopala Gan Vitam, Govindam Goshtagam Buddha, surrounded by the cows and cowherd boys, Govinda happily proceeds towards the pasture land. That beloved dark boy who is accompanied by Ram, I bow to the one adorned with a garland of forest flowers. All glories to Ram, Krishna, Sridharam, and Shudam. All glories to the Brajbasis and to Vrindavan town. The cowherding procession leaves town, keeping countless thousands upon thousands of cows and calves before them. Thousands and thousands of cowherd boys run behind and surround them. The boys sound their buffalo horn bugles, dan, dan, and they make the cows move along by shouting, hoi, hoi, and aha, aha. There are pleasant musical sounds that proclaim divine auspiciousness being played on all Venu flutes, string veenas, and long whorley flutes that accompany the joyful singing. The entire sphere of Gokula Mandala becomes completely pervaded by these sounds, and the air vibrates with the echo of limitless dumpa, tambourines, mridanga drums, and madala, tom-toms. The young girls of Braj come outside, and they all turn their faces in the same direction to watch Ram and Krishna. Many of the beautiful girls chant the auspicious sound, Jai, Jai, while others, standing here and there by the side of the road, recite Mangala Charanam, prayers of invocation. The main gate through which the cows and boys will pass is nicely decorated with full water pots, mango branches, banana leaves, flower garlands, mounds of white rice, and flags. All the boys run along carrying mesh lunch bags brought from their own homes, with which are four kinds of foodstuffs. Mesh lunch bags, I guess they're like nets, and things are placed in them. They shout the cowherd sounds, abba, abba, clap their hands and call, hi, hi, aha, aha, which makes the cows jump, collide into each other, and then begin moving forward. Mother Yashumati has been following them up to the halfway point out of town, and there she offers Hari into the hands of his most beloved friend. She says, take away my very life force and go to the forest. Please pay careful attention that he will be protected at all times. Now, this body of mine, completely bereft of life, will simply remain motionless at home. Then, Nandarani just stands there, gazing with fixed attention as tears cascade from her lotus eyes, soaking her own clothes. Nanda Upananda and other superiors instruct the boys in the proper techniques of tending the cows. Everyone follows the boys and cows to the outskirts of the town, being unable to give them up, and keep watching until they approach the edge of the forest. Nanda Maharaj cannot keep his composure, nor can he turn his eyes away. Again and again and yet again, he looks upon the moon-like face of Harichanda. The two brothers finally bow to their father, take their boyfriends, and drive the cows forward. All the men and women of Braj just stand there with their faces lifted up to the very last moment that Hari remains within their vision. Afterwards, all the cowherd girls, along with Nanda and the other townspeople, sadly return to their respectful homes with tearful eyes. Blissful boys in the pasture. The two brothers, Ram and Krishna, then decorate the pasture land with their presence, along with countless boys and countless cows. What can I say about the splendor of these boys together? The scene looks just like the glowing full moon surrounded by the host of stars. Some boys of the same age as Krishna and Balaram consider themselves on an exactly equal level. They have the same way of arranging their dress and ornaments, and their beauty is the same. Some boys are younger, some boys are older, and others only think of themselves as being younger or older. Among these groups, their dress and ornament are all similar. The boys also have many different complexions. Some are darkish, some are white, some are yellow, some are lotus-colored, some are like sapphires, some are variegated of many colors, some are red, some are fair golden, some are pale yellow, and some are tawny brown. They are decorated with various ornaments made of jewels, pearls, and gold. Wearing colorful turbans of blue, yellow, white, and red, they hold flutes, veenas, sticks for driving cows, walking sticks, and fighting sticks. They wear artistic loincloths, and their garments are arranged just like dramatic actors. Lavishly decorated from the top of their heads to the tips of their toes, they sport Vaidyanti garlands woven from colorfully variegated forest flowers. Thus the boys of Braj proceed along, driving the cows with shouts of hi, hi, while in the midst of them Ram and Krishna are merrily dancing and walking. The cowherd boys then enter into the forest of Vrindavan, the place of supreme secrets that are limitless and particularly transcendental. They begin performing various excellent pastimes such as dancing, singing, rolling on the ground, laughing, and exhibiting great boyish pride. The pastimes they enjoyed on the previous day are then recounted aloud, and all of them gather together to perform various confidential sports. Some boys blow their buffalo horns, bugles, some fill the air with flute sounds, some make sounds with their throats, some call the calves with their flutes, and some make loud shouts. Thus, they all exhibit various talents. Pastimes in Bandirava. Someone calls for Kanai and says, Bhaire, O brother, let's all go and play at the base of the Bandira tree. Thus the boys all proceed to the forest called Bandiravan. This place is nicely colored and scented by a myriad of blossoming flowers. There are limitless kinds of diverse birds there. The sweetly scented breeze blows very gently, while male and female bees buzz and peacocks joyfully dance. All the leaves, twigs, and flowers are extremely soft and pleasant. It's very cool in the shade underneath a very charming banyan tree called Bandira. The trunk of the tree is surrounded with solid gold, and in front of it is a raised platform. On that platform, Krishna, the abode of all divine qualities, briefly rests for 24 minutes with his cowherd boyfriends. During that period of rest, there's the opportunity for those who are followers of the cowherd boys to render services. The different episodes of Krishna's playful pastimes at Bandiravan are causes of pure astonishment. Devotees should contemplate performing these services during each of those pastimes. Krishna's complexion is just like clusters of melted black ointment buffed to a lustrous shine. He wears yellow cloth and adornments that conquer the best of dramatic actors. A pair of earrings dangling from his ears, and they swing upon his two cheeks. He has nice tilak painted on his forehead with dark musk, and around his neck is a flower garland. His face is soft and soothing like the full moon in the autumn month of Sharat. The dot of bright chandan on his forehead appears like the moon arisen from behind a dark cloud. His eyes are spread wide, just like the Indivara lotus petal, and his eyebrows look like the bow of Cupid. Such pure sweetness of transcendental beauty cannot be found anywhere else. Upon his head is a nice turban crowned with a peacock feather and is tied with strands of flowers which attract bumblebees to hover about it as they float from flower to flower. To the right of Shyam stays Haladar, and on either side stays Shridam and Shudam. At that lovely place, the assembly of boys begins to dance. In the center is Shridam Shudam and Krishna Chandra, dancing with Balaram. Krishna's sports at Bandiravan are so extremely enchanting that we have composed some nice verses to describe it. Please listen. And now here's a song to be sung in the melody of Tudi Raga. Svakka sangi rangi hari kori nityagan Kshanika basiyata hakori la visram Tara para nana mishta samagri bakshan Shushita la jala pana purna achaman Shakkar pura tambulata hakori la bakshan Shuchandrappu britti kori anga sambhavan Madura ukti narmak Madura ukti narmakata shubala disane Hasya parihasa kori loya priya gane Bahu yudha danda dandi hasta hasti kriya Lagu dalu gudi gudha priya sakhya loya Vaya vaha kakrida kori e kahan Skande vahi loya jai haraya yejan Ekabara rame ragana krida jinilo Shridama ke kori shankika nakaru hilo Kabul shridame raskande chape bhagavan Jari sambhavaya se bhave nayanam. Which means, in the company of the cowherd boys, Hari plays and they dance and sing. Then they sit down and rest for a few moments. Afterwards, they eat various kinds of sweet preparations, drink very cool water, and when they're done, they wash their mouths. Next, they chew on betel scented with camphor. As the boys headed by Shuchandra massage the limbs of Krishna and Balaram, they share sweet statements and jokes with Subal and the other dear ones, amidst much smiling, joking, and laughter. Then, Krishna and Balaram take their dearmost friends and begin mock fighting sports. They play arm wrestling, stick fighting, hand boxing, and club fighting amongst the Priyasakas. Next, they play a game in which the losers of a contest must carry the winners upon their shoulders. Once, while playing this game, Balaram's group was victorious, so Kanai was obliged to take Sridham upon his own shoulders. Sometimes on other occasions, Bhagawan sits upon the shoulders of Sridham. Whoever believes that these things are possible will accordingly behold them with their own eyes. Okay, thus, along with Sridham and the other cowherd boys, they play the game of riding upon each other's shoulders. At any time, anyone can conquer anyone, for they all play as equals. Sometimes they dance and play musical instruments with great joy in their hearts. With delightful abandon, they imitate the warbling sounds and walking style of the swans. Some of them imitate the sounds of the cuckoos and peacocks, while others race around in imitation of the monkeys. Some assume very fearsome stances by imitating the walking of lions and tigers. Thus, the cowherd boys make different kinds of jokes while feeling great bliss in their hearts. After this, the two brothers, Krishna and Balaram, are rendered various services, and after that, the assembly proceeds towards Gokula. In this way, they spend up to the 12th danda, from 1024 to 1048, playing in the forest of Bandira. Consequently, the happiness of the pastimes of Ram and Krishna is very wonderful. Okay, that's the nectar for today. And we'll see you again tomorrow. And by the way, of course, today is Gita Jayanti. So if you're moving outside your house today, then take a Bhagavad Gita with you and give it to someone else. Because that's the best way to observe Gita Jayanti. Otherwise, one can also read it. Hare Krishna.